This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Spain on Saturday, calling for the ouster of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, the protests came as Sanchez announced plans to reopen Spain's economy.
People in the capital Madrid and second city Barcelona will be allowed to dine outdoors and have gatherings of up to 10 people as infections slow. Spain started phasing out one of Europe's toughest lockdowns earlier this month, but full restrictions have remained in Madrid and Barcelona, where the outbreaks were more severe. In other regions, which account for about half of Spain's population, the lockdown restrictions will be relaxed even further. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Saturday the country will open to international visitors from July. Summer tourism is a major earner here, as well as in Greece and Italy, whose picturesque Amalfi coast is preparing for the possibility of tourists post-lockdown.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the festival that concludes the fasting month of Ramadan under the long shadow of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The three-day event marks the end of the fasting month of Ramadan for the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. People usually celebrate by traveling, visiting family, and gathering for lavish meals, all of which is largely prohibited as authorities try to prevent new virus outbreaks. Some countries, including Turkey, Iraq, and Jordan, will impose round-the-clock curfews for the duration of the holiday. In Saudi Arabia, home of the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, people will only be allowed to leave their homes to buy food and medicine.
In Aqsa, we are not allowed.
Most restrictions have been lifted in Jerusalem, but the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam, will remain closed until after the holiday. I'm Sarah Bassett.
This is VOA News. Pakistan's aviation minister said Saturday an independent inquiry would be held into a plane crash in the port city of Karachi, which killed almost everyone on board. The announcement came as the first funerals were held for the victims of the crash. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The plane crash-landed in a densely populated area of Karachi, but no deaths on the ground were reported. Officials said the black box flight recorder has been recovered from the wreckage of Friday's disaster.
That has also been handed over to
Arshad Malik, the head of Pakistan International Airlines, said the pilot's last message indicated a technical problem. He told controllers he'd lost power from both engines. Flight PK8303 was flying from Lahore to Karachi. Pakistan only last week resumed domestic flights it had suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. With many people traveling for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, expected to fall on Sunday or Monday.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Donald Trump opened his Memorial Day weekend with something he hasn't done in a while, a round of golf. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The trip Saturday to Trump National Golf Club in Northern Virginia is the president's first to one of his private golf properties since early March. That trip to his club in West Palm Beach, Florida, came several days before he declared a national emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. The president has been pushing states to fully reopen businesses and outdoor venues after they were closed to help slow the virus's spread. Friday, he declared places of worship essential and told governors they should allow them to reopen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The coronavirus pandemic and some red tape have put the brakes on an annual veterans event held in Washington, D.C. during the Memorial Day weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Here's a sound you won't hear in the nation's capital this Memorial Day weekend. Rolling Thunder, the motorcycle event that brings hundreds of thousands of bikers to raise awareness for veterans' issues and those who are still MIA. Because of the virus, AMVETS National Commander Jan Brown is urging people to participate in a virtual event with the hashtag Memorial Day at Home and take a solo ride of 22 miles.
22 miles is because most of you know that we still have an average of 22 veterans a day who commit suicide. You know, they may have made it back, but they're internally struggling.
Brown says Rolling to Remember will be back in D.C. next year. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.